and good morning. Welcome to another episode of Quest Community Vibration. Music is like poetry and has a message. History is like a diamond and shines clear to the truth. Words have meanings that we can comprehend like definitions. News can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking you to pull back the curtain once again of our musical curtain to see and hear the contribution of our diaspora. And you will find our Quest Moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibration, Quest Community Vibration. I want to thank you again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now today, our student host, Walter Pierce, presents his diamond segment on Chadwick Boseman. He will then, for his definition segment, define the word honoring. The musical curtain segment will cover the iconic group, which we've just finished listening to, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The program will also have comments from our elders during and after each segment. Now, without any further ado, I want to bring in our student host, and more importantly, I want to say good morning to you out there in the audience, and good morning, Walter. How are you?
I'm doing great, and good morning to everybody else, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. We're live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange, and again for today, we will start off with a diamond. And see, history is like a diamond. Each person represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, again, my diamond for today is on the late, great Chadwick Boseman. And what I'm going to be talking about today is what Howard University is doing in honor of Chadwick Boseman, which is renaming their College of Fine Arts after Chadwick Boseman. And see, graduating from Howard in 2000 with a Bachelor's of Arts degree in directing, Boseman made an impact after school that made the renaming especially important. While at Howard, Boseman headed a student protest opposing absorbing the College of Fine Arts into the College of Arts and Science. Chadwick fought hard to preserve the College of Fine Arts and at Howard and remained dedicated to the fight throughout his career. And he would be overjoyed by this development, Boseman's family said in that statement. His time at Howard University helped shape both the man and the artist that he became, committed to truth, integrity, and determination to transform the world through the power of storytelling. Boseman is best known for his films such as 42 and Black Panther and many other great films. In addition to the renaming, Howard also announced that Bob Iger, executive chairman of the Walt Disney Company, the company that distributed Black Panther, will be leading a fundraising effort for an endowment under Boseman's name that will be used towards funding a new arts building on campus. Through his tremendous example, he inspired millions to overcome adversity, dream big, and reach beyond the status quo, Iger said. And this college named in his honor will provide opportunities for future generations to follow in his footsteps and pursue their dreams. And that concludes my segment on Chadwick Boseman for today. Another good thing about the College of Fine Arts at Howard University is the dean is actually Felicia Rashad, which is another great actor, another great black actor in the business as well. So that was also something that was cool as well. But, when you just think of Chadwick Boseman, you remember all these iconic films that he participated in that that last forever, these memories. You'll just never forget, you know, the performances and things like the 42, the movie 42, which is about Jackie Robinson, which he plays Jackie Robinson in. It's so awesome to see. And, of course, Black Panther. And that's probably what he's going to be remembered most for, is just the role in Black Panther and how that's, you know, shaped the entertainment industry as well. You know, the amount of money, the attention that film has especially made is very important for our African-American community. And again, that concludes my segment on Chadwick Boseman. And you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. And we'll be back after this.
Good morning, Tanisha. How are you? I just want to bring you in and ask you what comments or questions that do you have? What do you think about Chadwick Boseman?
I guess he's a good actor. I don't know. I really haven't watched too many of the movies. I guess the last one that I seen was Black Panther. So I guess just to talk about the power of movies and how they reflect on us, I think that's very important, and that we need to have more movies that truly reflect our greatness. That's what I will say about that.
Okay. And that's good. Thank you. And good morning again. We want to bring in Tamir Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Same question. What do you think about Chadwick Boseman?
I think Chadwick Boseman was one of the greatest actors to walk the face of Earth in our time. And then not just because of him in terms of acting. I've learned accounts, reading articles of him actually making sure other actors on the set was actually adequately paid, to whereas he would actually tell them to cut his pay to make sure this particular actor, and if I'm not mistaken, the female actress, was actually paid adequately. That speaks volumes beyond just his talent, but in terms of his great sense of humanity. So he's always going to be in my mind and heart in terms of his sense of selflessness. Great person that had the opportunity to walk the earth and share his talents with the world.
Right. Walter, I thought he did a great job when he played in the movie James Brown. A lot of people forget that. he did an amazing job. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that he was James Brown. He did play James Brown. Am I correct?
Yes, he did. He played James Brown. It was a time period piece, in my view, in terms of capturing the social politics, capturing the family background of James Brown, and just him as a human being and a person. And we all have great. There are many great human beings that also made great mistakes as well. So he was able to capture all different aspects and still bring James Brown and have people look at him from a humanitarian type, from a human perspective. So I have a lot of respect for that role he played as James Brown.
Okay. Want to hand it back over to Walter. Walter, what do you think about panelists' comments?
They were great. And I like that comment saying he's probably the greatest, actor of our time. Because you have to think about the type of movies he played in and, how much of an impact those movies have and how much they're portrayed. And, it's hard to argue against something like that. And, we just wish he was just with us longer and he would have played in many other great movies and, even more cemented his legacy, on this earth as one of the greatest. So, I appreciate all the comments. I'm glad we got some input.
And then this one last comment, if you don't mind, just be very brief. The fact that he passed away immediately after the movie that was the highest grossing movie in all times, Black Panther. The highest grossing movie in all times. It's phenomenal.
Right. I just want to say before we move on to the next segment that it is not always the quantity or time, because time is irrelevant, but it is always the quality of the character and person and dignity of humanity that people portray in their lives that really makes a difference and leaves an indelible mark. So that we are able, through Walter, to bring Chadwick Boseman to the surface and speak about his work and his quality of service in his life. Walter.
Thank you for that. And now it's time to get into the next segment of today, which is definitions. And see, definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition for today is honor. And honor is the regard for to fulfill an obligation or keep an agreement. But the honor I want to talk about today is the first one, which is regarded with great respect, which I believe, when I think of that, is you know, honoring somebody who's came before you and somebody who's done something, you know, important for society or for people. And, you know, you just have to, you have to give them honor. You have to give them great respect for that. And, you know, the reason is I believe that, you know, a lot of people, you know, do great things for people but are not given the respect and honor, you know, properly. Sadly, in this world, we can't give everybody credit for everything that they do, because not everything is shown. A lot of people, you know, when they do things, they like to do it in private. They do it in secret, but it still has a great impact and changed lives, but people really don't know about it, you know, because you hear about the people like Martin Luther King, you hear about people like Rosa Parks a lot, but there's also people who's done the same amount or almost as the same amount of work as they've done and had a great impact, but they've done it in silence. And we really just don't know too much about it. So, you know, that's where we look up, we research these things. We share these facts, as we should say. We should share these great people who've done great things and give them the proper honoring and treatment that they deserve, you know, for expressing the movement. And, you know, I could show a great example, you know, our co-host out here, Mr. Richard Bombay, just got honored with something a couple weeks ago. He was honored for what he has done with kids and with the community as well. So, you know, that's a great example of, you know, giving somebody honor, honoring a person. Which Mr. Bay is given an award for, and he's given his recognition that he deserves. So, you know, I want to pass it on to everybody else, you know, before I have another word. And do you believe that there's people out here that don't get the proper respect or honoring that they deserve, even though they accomplished or did something for the greater good? And, you know, anybody could jump in and answer that question.
We're going to go to Tanisha first and let her speak to your definition of the day, honoring.
Yeah, definitely, especially in the city of Newark. How many, you know, powerful advocates that have came a long way to help push, you know, for the change within our own cities, you know, especially when it comes to the youth. You know, when it was, like, for instance, when it was fighting against Cameron Anderson, that was very powerful. And how, you know, students could come together, especially teach the younger, you know, children, you know, how to fight. And that's definitely honor, you know, and especially, you know, to see your parents and how they mold you and help you and, you know, residents that's in the community that cares enough to make sure that your community can change, and that's honor. So I guess when you say speak to the ones who are not really spoken of or acknowledged within the community, definitely.
Tamir Davis, honoring. We want to bring in Valerie. Val, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your take on honoring? I for some reason I get a feeling that you have something to say.
Hello,
I'm here. Okay, Tamir is there. But to me, that is so true. There are so many people in our communities that are around us that have contributed so much to, you know, to us as individuals and our communities as a whole that we don't necessarily recognize if they're not popular. But, you know, they go under the radar and, you know, they just continue to do what, you know, their heart drives them to do. And I'm thankful for it. And congratulations again, Mr. Bay.
Thank you.
Yes. Good morning. When I think of honor, I think in terms of somebody being able to fulfill an obligation or keep an agreement, and keep an agreement by keeping their word. And that shows a great sense of not only honesty, but integrity and a great sense of prudence to move forward. So when somebody is actually honoring, you can so many words, as Walter said, by paying homage of somebody fulfilling an obligation. For a great example is Mr. Bay actually receiving a distinguished award, which is well-deserved, shows a great sense of honor. Somebody being able to fulfill an obligation despite any of the obstacles that he or she have to go through to make sure that the job is done. Fulfilling an agreement shows a great sense of honor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Calvin, I know you might not be there, but we want to get you in on this. Good morning, Calvin. How are you?
I'm good, Mr. Bay. How are you this morning?
Good. Honoring.
You know, honor is very broad. However, it's very specific in a sense because if you look at the word honor, it's usually when people give, they raise their hand and give either an allegiance or a pledge. Usually honor is put in there. So it's broad, but it's very specific as it relates to individuals. And I agree with everybody where, as we do have in our community, many unsung heroes and many unsung individuals who does the work for humanity and not necessarily for themselves but for the community and not recognized. So it's a tribute that it should be shared not lightly but within its course. Again, congratulations to you. And I think it's well deserved. And so you are one of those people that are honored with the gracious of being recognized. So good luck to you guys. Great show so far.
Okay. Thank you for honoring us with your comments this morning. Walter, I want to tell you something that I learned as a child, and that is honor thy mother and thy father so that you can live your days in peace and harmony. And basically what that means is to respect and high esteem your parents because those are the ones who brought you here. So when we want to practice and understand how we honor, it starts at home within our own family. And what brought that the surface for me was Tanisha's comment. And yes, people do things not to be always held up. They do things because it's the right thing to do. And indeed, we need more of that. We're going to continue. You're tuned to Quest Community Vibration. And before I say anything else, I want to say thank you very much for your accolades. But we're going to continue with positive energy with a call energy.
Spending so much time with you always on my mind. My brother, I just can't explain. The energy is off the chain between us.
And now it's time for our next segment, our Quest Moment. A cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium, and all vibrations possess a wave nature. You see, in our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our waves travel. Where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. This morning, I bring to you a story titled The Wind and the Sun. Kindness is king is the whole point of the story. The story begins with a dispute that arose between the wind and the sun about who was the stronger of the two. They decided to settle the issue by seeing who could get a passing traveler to take off his cloak first. The wind blew with his high might, but the harder the wind blew, the tighter the traveler grasped his cloak and wrapped it around himself. Then the sun shined its soft, kind rays, and as the traveler felt more of the genial warmth, he finally removed his cloak. The sun was declared the winner. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the lesson of this particular story is the wind and the sun are metaphors for brute force versus persuasion and kindness. A kind and gentle manner will sooner lay open a poor man's heart than all the threatening and force of blustering authority. If you need something from someone, you'll often be better off being calm, humble, and kind. People respond better to kind words over angry yelling. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I read this story because it is in part a part and piece of our mental health issues and awareness. And if there's anyone out there that is suffering from depression or in need of assistance of any kind, you can call 888-379-6507. That number again is 888-375-6507 to get any a talk, a chat, a video of anything that might be bothering you or depressing you or just someone. Walter, I want to bring you in and ask you, did you gain anything from that story?
Yeah, and, you know, I love how every week you bring up these, you know, mental health, you know, issues and how to get it better and to progress through it. And I love how, you know, added that number in because it is something that is serious and a lot of people do go through it. Everybody really does. So, you know, everybody should just tap into their mental health, make sure you get it checked out, and, you know, so you can help progress with your life.
And, Tanisha, I'm going to put you on the spot and bring you in. What did you think about the story, if anything?
Yeah, that's a very powerful story. You even say it in the Bible that you could, you know, that we have to be the salt of the world because salt adds flavor. And that's what we have to do in certain situations. Sometimes you have to be aggressive, and sometimes you have to be gentle as a dove. As God says, you know, we have to be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. That means you have to know your surroundings. You have to know, you know, what you're up against or how you can help, you know. And I think that's very important because everything has seasons. You have a good season. You have a bad season. You have a rainy season, and you have a sunny season. It's so funny because today I actually appreciated the rain because so many times people always complain about the rain, but without the rain, it can't, you know, nurture the plants and the flowers and the trees that we need to breathe. And then at the same time that the sun is very important also because it gives us the vitamin D and also nourishes the plants and the trees that also nourishes us. And just the simple fact that we are interconnected, and that's the beauty of it. And so that's what I get from that message.
Okay. Tamir Davis, I know you're not far away.
I'm going to keep it real short. You can get more bees with honey than you can with vinegar. So it's always good to be kind. You know,
okay.
You get better results.
All right. And being that he kept it short, what I'm going to do is give that number out again. That's 888-379-6507. 888-379-6507 for anyone, for any reason, for anything you can call. And let me just add, you know, mental health issues have been upon us even before the pandemic, but it's been compounded with so much pent-up frustration with being locked inside the house, being told what you had to adhere to, and it just came on us, you know, with so many other things that we were already dealing with in life that we all have to go through. And so, you know, be kind. Yeah, Tamir Davis, you hit it on the head. We're going to continue musically, and when we come back, we're going to hear another segment by none other than our student host, Mr. Walter Pierce. So don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked to 89.5 WSOU.
And now it's time for our segment of Curtains. Curtains is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains of the stage. You see, many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of the community. But what benefits has the community gained from the artist? Curtains is a review of the musical growth and history, the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of their listening audience. Musical and lyrical social consciousness as presented by the actor, artist, over a period of time between CD or record releases and now today streaming. Curtain serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist and their genius and their involvement in influencing all people's style and creativity in the world today. Without any further ado, I bring you back to our student host, Walter Pierce.
Thank you. And for the last 12 minutes of the show, we're going to conclude this show with a curtain. And see, my curtain for today is on the great group Earth, Wind, and Fire. And musically tight, boldly experimental, and universally loved, Earth, Wind, and Fire had it all. Fire took jazz, soul, gospel, pop, and more, and wrapped them all into one psychedelic, mystical package. Few groups were as innovative, yet beloved by critics and audiences, as Earth, Wind, and Fire. You see, Earth, Wind, and Fire proved the power of black music. The awesomely talented band rose to prominence in the 70s by bringing together the jazz sounds that came, by bringing the sounds that came before it, jazz, blues, R&B, pop, and gospel, African roots, funk, and deep soul, making an impact that transcends race, cultures, and time. One of the tightest ensembles since the Count Basie Orchestra, Earth, Wind, and Fire are legendary for their stage shows, a spectacle of magic, muscle, and musicianship. More than any other group, Earth, Wind, and Fire solidified the growth of the black album music in the 70s, scoring 6 consecutive double platinum albums and becoming Columbia Records' best-selling R&B band of all time. And, you know, that was a little bit of an introduction, you know, to Earth, Wind, and Fire. But a lot of people already, especially on this line, you know, listened to their music, was around, and, you know, loved their music. But I want to talk a little bit about one of their great leaders, you know, Maurice White. And, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire helped bring together the races by leading through an example rather than direct activism. They love to preach positivity in their music. And Maurice White even says in 1985 that he wanted his music to inspire hope and give people a positive image of self. He says, there's a lot of things wrong on this planet, starvation, poverty, negative thoughts, racism, a lot of weirdness, he says. So he says, so somebody has to communicate something to try and balance that if that's possible. And that's what he wanted Earth, Wind, and Fire, the group, to do. And, you know, his even going further a little deeper, his desire for positive energy led him on a spiritual quest as he grew interest in ancient Egypt and toured indigenous ruins in the Americas. So, you know, that's one of the, you know, the great leaders of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, speaking about the main purpose and things they love to preach about their music and behind the curtain, you know, wanting to bring positivity all across the world, you know, start to really tap into different types of cultures. As he said, you know, traveling to other parts of the world. That's really what it was about. And, you know, I would like to pass it on to, you know, the elders of the group who listened to their music and was around. And, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, the impact of Earth, Wind, and Fire before we actually get into the actual music.
Okay, we're doing the Quest Community Vibrations. And just before I turn it back over to Walter to close us out, I'd like to hear comments from our audience, starting with Calvin. Good morning again.
Good morning, people. How are you again? Great show. That's a great day. You're doing an outstanding job.
Thank you. Yeah, we have Valerie. Val, on the line. Any comments for today's show?
Yes, another great show. And, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire, always a great, great, great band that's put out a lot of music. Thank you again for all of your information and, you know, the support of our youth, Mr. Bay.
That's where it's at. And I love what I do, and that's why I do it. Okay, so, Tanisha, good morning again. And what do you have to say about today's broadcast?
Yeah, today was another great broadcast, and I just want to say the reason why evil men flourish is because good men does nothing. So long as we do good, good will always conquer evil.
All right. Thank you very much. Walter, it's back on you, man. What did you think about today's broadcast?
It was an excellent show today. You know, I appreciate everybody's input, comments for today's show. And we hope to do the same thing every week, every Saturday morning. You know, how we always come in, tune in, and listen to another excellent show. And also the great tunes of Earth, Wind, and Fire. But besides that, it is time to end the show. And you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. And our motto is, Quest Youth Radio is
everybody.
The best youth radio.
That's right.